Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Headline, three tips to improve any dating app profile from a former Hinge employee who charges people $95 to revamp theirs. There's a lot. Headline. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that people get professional help to make their dating profile better. I mean, there's a part of me that thinks that's so icky. But then there's the other part of me that's like, well, would you ask a friend to look at your dating profile to make sure that it's not creepy or, you know, and it seems like, yes, you would. I was married long before there were dating apps, so I don't really understand this world all that well. So I'm going to kind of be reluctant to offer too many stern judgments. I have great sympathy for people who are trying to date these. It seems awful. I mean, it seems awful. The whole app world of dating, it seems so mercenary to me or so selfish or, you know, all of it. There's actually a thing they singles complain about, I guess, called swipe fatigue. Carpal thumb. I don't know. Right, right, left, left, right, left. I mean, yeah, I don't know. But the swipe fatigue is a disillusionment with online dating apps. And, you know, sort of like how they say that people don't care so much about politics right now. They're so disillusioned one or the other, they just aren't listening to news a lot or watching news. We don't notice it here, but, you know, they tell me. And certainly they never get anything wrong. But same thing with dating apps. Like, people are so just so frustrated with it that they just are leaving, you know, and this is a problem, of course, for like Match or Tinder or Hinge, which is owned by them, or Bumble, you know, that kind of stuff. But again, apparently there are people who know what is more effective or less effective at creating your dating profile. And I'm curious if you've gone through this or done this, you know, to get your thoughts. 4-3, you can be educating me because I really don't know anything about this. I mean, even like personal, remember you used to put it in the newspaper, you know, single white male interested in, you know, whatever. Okay. And there's all these weird acronyms, and that was always kind of the lurid part of the wanted section anyway. It wasn't like, hey, happy go lucky success. It was always people looking for weird stuff. Anyway. So, today I guess you do the apps. But it did get me thinking about your profile on your dating app anyway, because I wonder what is the purpose of the dating profile. And I'm not trying to be pedantic about this, but it seems like you could have different goals. You know, one goal might be to just get more yeses or more matches or more swipes or whatever, okay? You just want to raise the number of the opposite sex, or the same, I guess, in some of these. Anyway, just the number of people who are going to say, or both. I mean, you know, look, we're in the pansexual era. You know, we had the Department of Health and Human Services celebrating Pansexuality Day. Just kid you not, it's a real thing. I mean, they made it up, but they really did it. Anyway, so I guess that's one, would be just to get more yes. I suppose you might also have a goal of not getting more yeses, but getting sort of higher quality yeses. You know, getting yeses from more desirable people, I guess. To me, I would think, but this is, again, because I come from a certain era where we think of dating as, like, for a purpose, and that purpose is to not have to date anymore. In other words, to produce a marriage. So, really, you don't want more yeses or higher quality yeses. You want to find the right yes. I mean, in a theoretically ideal world, one swipe, get married. You know, like, that would... That was a really good dating profile if it produces a happy marriage, right? But I think of, you may think this is an odd comparison, but I think of movie ads, movie trailers. You know, I really dislike movie trailers because I think the average movie trailer, and maybe all movie trailers, are kind of designed to just get as many people as possible to go to see the film, which I find that immoral. Okay? Like, if I bump into a person out on the street and I talk to them and hey, do you ever listen to the radio? What do you listen to? I like to listen to country music. You know about Cat Country? Oh, yeah, of course, I love them. Okay, great. Or if they hadn't, you know, do you ever listen to news on the radio? No, not interested. Okay, well, do you like country music? Yeah, well, you should listen to Cat Country. You know, like, I'm trying to serve them. I'm trying to give them something they don't already know about that they would love. It would be weird for me to be like, no, you should definitely try me because if you don't like news, I'm your man. Like, no, it's true. A lot of people that don't like a lot of news talk, they do like this show. But, like, I'm not just trying to raise the total number of people that listen to the show because if they're not happy about it, I don't want that. Same thing for the movie. Like, if you're not going to like the movie, I don't want to get you to go see it. But a lot of times the trailer is designed to just make you want to see the movie without really considering, for example, me as a viewer, am I going to like the movie? See, I think a good trailer, like a really ethical trailer, would be one that tries to get people to go see the movie who are going to like it, as opposed to just trying to put the most lipstick on a pig you can do and get as many people in. Right? Okay, so what does that have to do with dating? Same thing. Like, having never used them, so I'm trying to be cautious, but it seems like the goal of the dating app would be, again, to have as few matches as possible, but the highest quality potential for marriage matches. And so you're not trying to get a bunch of yeses or getting the hotter yeses. You're trying to get the right yes, which means not just trying to make yourself more appealing, but trying to make yourself appealing to the right person, meaning maybe unappealing to the wrong people. You know, you want to give them reasons to say no if they're the kind of person that you want them to say no. But I don't know how many people approach dating apps that way. We'll come back. I'll give you his advice because it's kind of interesting, the things he says you ought to do. But 437-1620, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just one accident to let you know about with injuries and roadblocks. Still seeing the roadblock. It's Highway 90 eastbound and Bell Lane, and there's roadblock associated with this collision. So definitely be aware of that. You might want to seek an alternate route. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Somebody texts in at 437-1620. Isn't pansexual just the same as bisexual because there's just the two genders? Oh, you bigot.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, no, because, you know, pan can be...
Brother Andrew.
The boy, the girl, the one becomes the other, the both. Maybe more than one, you know, multiple. I don't know. I don't want to limit people, you know. I mean, Andrew, actually wants to limit people. I think there are rights and wrongs here, but the concept is more than just that. Somebody says, I wouldn't have anyone check a dating profile. It's creepy. If it's creepy, I'm creepy, and they better match what I bring. Okay, so the actual advice, now that you've gotten through my philosophical pontificatings, what you get, advice from the expert, apparently, is choose photos that show you doing what you love. Not just photos of you, but photos of you actively. Because that's real quick information about, you know, this is me reading a book, or this is me surfing, or, you know, whatever. They say action, like context action photo, but also the kind of thing that might inspire an active date. You know, like, oh, we have common interest kind of stuff. He suggests weaving a date idea into your profile. So that it becomes really easy to, the one thing you should know about me is I just moved to New York City. Terrible example for here, but I'm looking for the best dollar slice in town. So that's like pizza dates, a real obvious thing. And then another one is put your answers to a prompt in list form instead of just answering like with a sentence or whatever. I know that's not a big payoff for all that buildup, but it just got me thinking about these dating apps and how people have to use them and whether they're satisfied with them and kind of how you're thinking about the way you present yourself on them. Because, again, I think a lot of times people run into this problem when they're just dating or asking people out on dates is it's kind of like you're just trying to get a bunch of yeses. Well, I don't know. I mean, you're really trying to get just that one yes. You know, this will maybe surprise you in my philosophy about dating, but you're trying to find no more than you're trying to find yes. You know, a lot of times in, like, dating, people are trying to sell the other person into being with them. you're really going to like this. You're really going to like this. You're really going to like this. They're going to know over time whether that's true. And the more you hype it up, you ever go to a movie where they told you it was awesome and you get there and it was good? Right? I mean, just maybe undersell a little bit. Maybe be a little bit more forthcoming about your flaws. Maybe you're not trying to convince somebody to, you know, marry you or date you or whatever. Maybe what you're trying to do is disqualify a bunch of people, everybody but the one that you're trying to find. Anyway, just some thoughts. Andrew, that's a crazy approach. Okay, I don't know. It's worked pretty well for me for 27 years. Hey, if you're thinking about retiring or you're 64 turning 65 or you need to make changes to your healthcare coverage in that era, especially if you're already on Medicare, you got questions about supplement, you got questions about Advantage, you got questions about Medicaid, you know, does that apply to me? What is it anyway? What is the difference? Okay, great questions. Don't call me, call Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's a real sweetie. She's very smart. Used to be in the news. Now, you know, like her whole family does insurance, and now she does this kind of one slice of it, helps people get transitioned onto Medicare. So give her a call. She'll sit down with you and talk you through it. It's actually really easy, but she'll take care of you. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How about a nice game of chess?
I can just about feel my pants getting tighter and my hair getting curlier. Where's a bandana to tie around my arm? I actually do like Loverboy. They're a fun band. You just don't hear an awful lot about these days. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines on New Year's Eve. David?
Well, a state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter is going to happen on January 9th. That'll be at the Washington National Cathedral. Of course, that's going to be a national day of mourning. People have already started celebrating 2025 in other parts of the world, Andrew. Thousands of people gathered in Sydney Harbor to ring in 2025 at 8 a.m. Eastern time in the U.S. They were, of course, had a fireworks display going on there. And plea deals with accused 9/11 conspirators have been given the green light by the Pentagon. The panel upheld a military judge's ruling that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin acted beyond the scope of his authority when he rescinded the plea deals in August. The three men will plead guilty to war crimes for a life prison sentence instead of facing the death penalty.
Just a thought to mess with you a little bit. You ready?
Okay.
This is gonna be upsetting. And mathematically, it's not accurate, but you'll forgive me for the mistake. Tomorrow, we will be one quarter done with the 21st century.
You have way too much time on your hands, sir. I would like to point that out to everyone.
Now, I say it's not quite true because really it won't be till January 1st, 2026. But that's a quibble. But still, most people are going to think about it as, you know, we're in the 25th year. We're a quarter done with the quarter of the century is over. For those of us who were born in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, there's not a comforting thought.
No,
in that.
No, not at all. There's not like do you remember when you heard Prince's song, you know, Party Like It's 1999, mm-hmm. and you thought, man, I can't wait to play that at New Year's on 1999. And we're now a quarter done with the next century after that. All right. Your joints ache every day, don't they?
Ouch.
All right. David Wayne is in there. Sorry, David. Thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened over in Pace on Highway 90 eastbound in Bell Lane. Still dealing with some road blockage there. Not much congestion with that, but seeing a little bit of a delay associated with that one. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says, I saw a Loverboy Zebra concert at Nassau Coliseum back in 84. I think it was They Kick Ass. Is that the name of the concert? And so did Zebra. Back in 84, I think it was They Kick and so did Zebra. Good times. Somebody else says, Andrew, it won't be a quarter over. We start counting at 1 in 2025. I said that in the preface. You're correcting me with the literal thing I said in advance. But thank you. I appreciate you paying attention. And I like somebody who's a math nerd. I love that. Somebody says, good morning, Andrew. A lot of people still do dating the old-fashioned way, alcohol and bad judgment. It's at least time-tested.
True.
You know, that has proven itself as a method. Oh, man. So there was some alcohol and bad judgment involved in my one longtime girlfriend for 4 years, and there was no alcohol or bad judgment involved in my marriage 27 years. So you take your pick. You decide which one.
Well, there's a lot of factors we need to consider.
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay. But that's probably not a dispositive answer exactly. Oh, so this is a weird story to me. Super weird. You have the city of Pensacola is involved in a problem where Pensacola Energy customers, they were not allowed to be collecting the franchise fees from the customers since the 70s. and they have been. Now, statute of limitations means you can't go back more than to 2011. This is a story the PNJ had a couple of days ago, maybe about 10 days ago, actually. And in 2015, Eric Frank, a Pensacola chiropractor, alleged that the city had been illegally collecting the franchise fees on Pensacola Energy customers inside the limits since, again, 1970. Scambi Circuit Court judge ruled that he's right. And the city is unlawfully collecting those fees. And the lawsuit filed in 15 against statute of limitations goes back to 2011. The amount, it's not much. It's only $18 to $20 million.
Oh, okay.
$18 to $20 million. The actual amount, that's a spiffball, right? Where the actual amount has not been determined by court. Will Pensacola Energy have to issue refunds? Yeah, it looks like, seems like. The franchise fees to kind of, anyway, there were ordinances passed in 70, 88, and 91. Jim Little wrote the article. He always does a good job. Those ordinances were never authorized the natural gas utility Pensacola Energy to collect fees on customers. Before 91, the fee was charged but not disclosed to customers, not itemized, and it started to be itemized. Customers were paying a 6% franchise fee plus an additional 10% public service tax on those fees, which is 6.6%, and Judge Jan Shackelford said, yeah, you're not allowed to do this. So fees plus interest are going to go back to Pensacola Energy customers. Here's where it gets weird to me. This part was not in the story. I'm just kind of working it out in my own head. Okay, so Pensacola Energy customers are going to be due refunds of some really substantial amount of money, or so it seems. But where are those refunds going to come from? Well, themselves, right? Because, I mean, I suppose there are some Pensacola Energy customers who are outside the city, but you would think this is either going to be something that PE has to actually kind of pay for, in which case they're going to raise rates, or maybe, I don't know if there's any kind of an insurance you could have against litigation, this kind of area. I'm not really sure. I'll have to talk to the mayor about this tomorrow. Or maybe it comes from, like, you know, the general fund, or, I mean, you know, it comes from city revenue. Well, PE is a, right, it's a money-making endeavor for the city. And so Pensacola Energy customers are going to get the refund, but it seems like PE customers are going to be paying to make the refund possible. So it's like your left hand is going to be getting what the right, you know, so how do you win in a situation like this? It seems like nobody wins. It seems like the city is going to have to pay out a bunch of money, but then it's going to generate the money from somewhere else. And I don't know. It's a weird case. It seems to me like a really weird case. And so I'm going to talk to the mayor about this tomorrow and see what he thinks. But, you know, it seems a bit of a Pyrrhic victory. So he wins the lawsuit. He makes him pay. But presumably he's a PE customer, so he's going to... like I said, I just can't really make sense of it. So it's an odd one. 437-1620. Kickoff to Mardi Gras comes up January 4th, 12th night celebration. Followed by the Mardi Gras Mambo, sponsored by the Ice Flyers, Saturday, January 11th.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A preview of 2025, ringing in the new year from the Sky Tower in Auckland, New Zealand, as we prepare to party from Times Square to the Space Needle. The plug was pulled in Puerto Rico, 90% of the island without power as the grid failed. LUMA Energy reports it'll take 24 to 48 hours to restore energy. President-elect Trump looking to avert fireworks in the House Speaker vote Friday, endorsing House Speaker Mike Johnson. The GOP's Russell Fry tells Fox.
At least from what I've seen, the House intends to move pretty quickly. So I hope that we don't delay and dither selecting a speaker for weeks. We need to go about, before President Trump is sworn in, getting legislation on the tracks.
Congress can't do anything without a speaker, including certify the Electoral College vote for Donald Trump next Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3.65. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies in Pensacola this morning. Pensacola man facing several charges for an alleged drug robbery near the New Asian Grocery and Halal Meat Store on Davis Highway. Pensacola police were called to that store a couple of weeks ago for a shots fired incident. Investigators say they found shell casings, nearly 30 pounds of marijuana at that scene. Surveillance footage reportedly showed a person leaving through the leaving the glass door of the building. A handprint on that door then led investigators to 26-year-old Ladarrell Page, who had three prior felony convictions, one of those for principal to the murder of Malik Jenkins in 2019. Page is now being held with no bond on multiple charges, including grand theft, robbery with a firearm, aggravated assault, and weapon charges. New laws going into effect with the new year tomorrow. One of those includes a crackdown on people that harass first responders. Senate Bill 284 would ban people from getting within 25 feet of working first responders. Warnings would be given at first, but if people don't back away, they could be arrested. Violators could be on the hook for up to a $500 fine or 60 days in jail. A fatal pedestrian train accident being investigated in the cantonment area. That happened between Archer and Old Chemstrand Roads when a train hit a person on the tracks. That caused some traffic backups due to the stopped train yesterday afternoon. Utility bills might be going up for FPL customers, according to the News Service of Florida. FPL is looking for an increase in their base electric rates that could take effect as soon as 2026. They're planning to file a detailed $1.55 billion rate hike proposal with the Public Service Commission in February. In a letter to the PSC, the utility says that the increase is needed because of substantial customer growth and they need to improve their infrastructure. FPL is also planning to seek additional rate hikes to pay for solar energy projects. There was a SWAT team call out in Santa Rosa County last week. Sheriff Bob Johnson says it started as a domestic situation between a man and a wife. The man allegedly pulled a gun, then the woman escaped and called police.
While en route to the armed disturbance, one of my canine officers was basically T-boned by another driver. And him and his canine both had to go to the hospital, but luckily they're at home recuperating right now.
Johnson says they're both okay and should be back at work in a couple of weeks. As for that barricaded suspect, the SWAT team made entry into the home, took the man into custody without further incident. Former President Carter's policies towards Cuba are being looked back on after his death. Cuban expert Dr. Andy Gomez says Carter put human rights at the forefront of his diplomatic relationship with Fidel Castro, and thought it would lead to real change on the island.
What President Carter did not understand, which still happens today, is not understanding the Cuban regime's ultimate goal, which is keeping political control.
Carter took heat for the Mariel boat lift when 125,000 Cubans migrated to South Florida. The boat lift led to a series of crises for the Carter administration and contributed to his loss against Ronald Reagan in 1980. 8:35 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident on Highway 90 eastbound right at Bell Lane. The first responders are on the scene, and I'm seeing some minor delays in the eastbound lane, but you definitely want to plan around that. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Nice sunny weather today with a temperature near 70 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, no going into your New Year's Eve near 46 degrees. New Year's Day, plenty of sunshine, high near 60 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 40 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It's 65 right now. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. Your money now this morning. Stocks are up today. The Dow's up 142 points at 42,715. S&P up 18.5 points this morning, 59.25. And the NASDAQ is up 49 points at 19,535. 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.525%. Gold prices up $6.70 at $26.2480. Silver prices down 17 cents at $29.24. And Bitcoin is up $1,187 today at $95,601. The rest of the crypto market is also up. Ethereum, Solana, Dogecoin, XRP, all showing positive gains. The U.S. Treasury Department says a state-sponsored Chinese hacking operation was able to get into desktop computers of U.S. Treasury employees. Ira Spitzer reports that it's being described as a major incident.
U.S. officials say hackers with links to China used a stolen digital key from a third-party service provider to override security protocols, remotely access Treasury workstations, and retrieve sensitive documents.
Officials say a third-party software provider notified them of the breach. China is denying involvement. NBA star Luka Doncic is the latest professional athlete to have his home burglarized. And Sam Brock from NBC has more after the house was broken into last Friday.
Dallas PD said officers responded to a burglary call Friday on a block lining up with the five-time All-Star's address. According to an internal police report obtained by the Dallas Morning News, thieves snatched some $30,000 worth of jewelry.
And Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks were playing in Phoenix Friday. Nobody was home during the break-in. The homes of NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were also hit by burglars in October. 8:37, our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Petronas, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by friends of Jimmy Petronas, Inc.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's New Year's Eve. We are live here on News Radio 92.3, of course, every day except Christmas. And the question of the day, since it's New Year's Eve, what is the appropriate food for New Year's Eve? 437-1620, 437-1620, and a twist, okay? So what's the appropriate food? What's your tradition? What are you making today? But the other one is, what's something you really can't eat on New Year's Eve? I'll give you an example. Okay. Now, I mean, it's true just in a logical sense that you can eat anything you want anytime, right? Okay, but, you know, some foods are wrong, okay? Like eating regular old roast beef on St. Patrick's Day, what's wrong with you, right? You know, there's something seriously defective about you if you do that. But, okay, so for New Year's Eve, I'll give you, like, one thing you cannot eat on New Year's Eve, spaghetti. Like, what would you think of a person whose big plan for New Year's Eve was, we're doing spaghetti? Like, you'd know there was something really deranged about that. You wouldn't trust them with your dog. Like,
it's a cheap, easy meal.
Well, now we know who's serving spaghetti tonight.
Not me. Not me, but I'm just saying.
Spaghetti and no bananas at John's house. All right.
And if you're lucky, garlic bread.
All right. 437-1620. All right.
We do the garlic bread.
Tell me what's your New Year's Eve food, yay. And if you feel so inclined, tell me your New Year's Eve food, nay. John?
Oh, the yay is black-eyed peas and cornbread. It's a Texas thing.
Okay. That's New Year's Day, though.
Yeah, I was thinking that's
black
a day.
Eyed peas.
Yeah,
right.
I thought
that's
we were talking about New
red
Year's
beans
Day.
And rice. No, tonight.
New
Year's Eve.
I'm just lucky to find food. I mean,
I'm worried about you, young man. I'm starting to worry about you.
You know, usually you kind of like your automatic credit is for getting your name right, but I'm worried on this quiz, John. That you.
Why? I thought you
maybe
meant
started
New Year's Day.
Celebrating a little early. Maybe he's got a little stash over there.
All right.
You never know.
So let's turn to Meg now. Meg, for New Year's Eve, as the question had.
to clarify.
What's your New Year's Eve food?
Okay, are you ready? If you're driving, hold on to your steering wheel because this is kind of unusual.
I'm curious
but
and scared.
For many, many years, it was a family tradition, and this is going to floor you. I
love how you're justifying it in advance. Go on. This must be really horrible. It's Jell-O.
No, lobster.
Lobster?
Yes. Lobster, baked potato, corn.
You're those people. All right.
On New Year's Eve. And I used to, as a kid, I mean, I would look forward to it.
That sounds wonderful.
My dad made a big deal about it, and we would have lobster the whole nine yards, and of course the champagne and all that.
But cooking all day lobster.
Yeah, but it was always like, and we got dressed up for New Year's, even at home. It was a New Year's.
I kind of like that. It's a celebration. It's a thing.
As a kid, it was a thing. So you dress up, and we have the lobster, candles on the table.
All right.
The whole nine yards.
437-1620, what is your New Year's Eve food, yay? And if there is a New Year's Eve food, nay, put John's answer to the side.
Yeah, thanks. I really do appreciate that.
So spaghetti or lobster, your choice.
I'm just looking in the refrigerator going,
I'm just happy to find a leftover. All right, 437-1620. Somebody says beer and pizza is the traditional food. Pizza? I don't think of New Year's Eve as a pizza time. I mean, it
doesn't compare to lobster.
It's not spaghetti. It's not out. It's not quite. It's like hamburger. You know, hamburgers for New Year's Eve
is not really
appropriate.
No.
That's you've missed the mark.
Well,
you
need to do something special.
John, you just look unhappy that I'd say any food is inappropriate. Like,
yeah, I mean, I like a hamburger or something, or you know, steak. I mean, I'm not going to rule it out.
Whatever's freest. Whatever's the freest.
It's a special night. You're saying goodbye to the previous year.
I'll be in bed by like 7.
Okay. Well, that could be part of the problem.
Yeah, that is.
4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Okay, somebody says, now all I want for dinner tonight is spaghetti.
Oh, I know. Once in the mind, lasagna. Yeah,
that's right. Somebody says lasagna, meatballs, mastacioli.
We're going to go Italian.
Give me some chicken piccata. Somebody here says stone crabs. Okay, interesting. See, I like that. Kind of the more exotic. Somebody says it's seafood and whatever I see I eat. Actually thinking about doing shrimp scampi tonight or Alfredo maybe with a side of lobster. I like that. All right. Somebody says it's not really a food item. It's more of a delivery source, platform, Waffle House. Waffle House.
Waffle House. You know, if you went to Waffle House at about 2 a.m., that might be worth the price of a ticket.
Yeah, so they'd be, what, up for the morning show in advance or staying over the night before?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it would be an interesting.
Either way. Could go either way, yeah.
When I go to Waffle House in the morning before I get here, I'm like, are y'all the overnight shift?
Yes. Are you the leftovers shift? Or the early
appetizers? Because at 3 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m., you're like, which one are you?
Somebody says, back in my day, today is your day, sir. Back in my day, it was grilled cheese and potato chips. Then at midnight, we'd go out and bang on pots and pans on the front porch.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I don't mind that. A little, you know, midnight revelry is allowed. And if you have a neighbor who complains, it's their problem. New Year's Eve midnight is supposed to be noisy and obnoxious. Let's see. Somebody says, I eat bar food every New Year's that I cook at home. Burgers, wings, nachos. Generally, I have my family over and we all hang out in the afternoon and into the next day. And somebody give me a one-word answer here, just plain shrimp. We'll come back to this. The question is, what is the New Year's Day yay, or New Year's Eve? Now you got me doing it. What is the New Year's Eve yay food, and what is the New Year's Eve nay food? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by The Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Still dealing with that one accident on Highway 90 eastbound in Bell Lane. First responders are on the scene. They're trying to move that off to the side of the road, but I'm seeing some minor delays if you're headed to US Highway 90 right there around Bell Lane in that area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. The question again for the moment is New Year's Eve food yay and New Year's Eve food nay. What's your definite have-to-have on New Year's Eve, and what's your... Oh, man, I can't imagine any human eating that on New Year's Eve. It's like you didn't understand what the question was. This is going to bring a tear to my eye. As a kid, Mama would serve Chex Mix. Potato chips with French onion dip and, wait for it, hot Dr. Pepper. Hot Dr. Pepper. Interesting. I can't drink the cold stuff. Maybe I'd like it hot. Not great food, but great memories. And here's why I had the awe for me is because... my mom always made Chex Mix.
Yes, and our family too.
In the oven, you mix it all together with the Worcestershire sauce and the salt.
Yes, so
good. And now all I want is, well, I mean, I want to say hi to Mom, who I can't. But, you know, I want the Chex Mix that she made, which is not the same as what they sell in the store. What they make in the store is fine, but it's not Mama's Chex Mix.
No, and the French onion dip with the chips.
Yes.
Remember that with the Lipton onion soup.
That's yes.
Mix that up.
Amen. Exactly right. And so, that's all I want now is some of that. So, thanks. I hadn't been thinking about it. Oh, somebody says a fine Chianti and some fava beans and liver. Okay. All right, Hannibal. You're fantastic. let's see. 437-1620. Oh, man, I hadn't thought about Mom's Chex Mix in years. I know. So, okay. So, here's my, just personally, my New Year's Eve yays. I'm making chili.
Oh, we used to make that for New Year's Day.
Oh, okay. So yeah,
that's my dad's thing.
Yeah, my stepdad used to always make it on New Year's Day, I think. That's more of the day after thing. Wings, which I think, who said wings?
I'm coming over to your house.
but I think of as the quintessential New Year's Eve food is like little Smokies.
What?
Wrapped in croissants?
No, just in the pot with some honey and, or, you know, butter and brown sugar.
Mm-mm.
Because I think New Year's Eve is Super Bowl food.
Mm-mm.
I think New Year's Eve is if you wanted to do wings, if you want to do buffalo whip dip,
well,
if you want to do guacamole.
For the Super Bowl in January.
But you can do it twice. You know, just like you have food for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter's, all very similar kinds of food. Not the same necessarily, but and in fact, that's why I think it's the opposite. Like that big feasty meal stuff, that's for those occasions. So for me, the New Year's Eve nays would be spaghetti. And then this is a weird one. This is trying to wrap your brain around this. Omelet, for New Year's Eve? That doesn't make
that
sense.
Would be like in the morning.
Yeah,
in
maybe on New Year's
like
Day.
New Year's
That's fine.
Like at 3 in the morning, you'd get the omelet thing.
Meatloaf. New Year's Eve meatloaf.
Maybe in 1950.
So I think I think it's like big feasty type stuff is the opposite of New Year's Eve food. New Year's Eve food is like munchies.
You know, it's no
easy,
surprise
simple.
That you and I disagree on so many things.
Oh, somebody here says, yeah, finger foods, exactly.
Oh, read the one food. Below it.
Let's see. Black eyed peas and hog jowl. Jowl, is that how you say it? Jowl?
Oh, jewel?
Jewel is a unit of energy.
John feels affirmed now.
John feels so loved.
I know. Thank you.
He's like
Day.
The desert where the flower finally got watered. look at John perk up over here. It's so exciting. Black eyed peas, hog jowl, and cornbread is good for New Year's Day. Oh, they burned you though. They said
I know, but still.
Not what? Tell
it
us.
It's New Year's Eve. Day, not New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Day. Yeah,
but you got to sample it on New Year's Eve.
Because the black eyed peas are good luck. Mm-hmm. Collard greens means money, right?
850 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Howdy, it's Dave Hoxing, catalyst for the ADX family of radio stations in Pensacola, with warm wishes for you and your family to have a healthy and happy new year.
Hi, this is Cindy, marketing consultant here. Wanted to wish everyone in Pensacola and the surrounding areas a very happy and blessed, prosperous New Year's. Please don't drink and drive. Thank you.
Hi, this is Heidi Huerta, wishing you and yours the happiest of New Year's and all the best for 2025.
Happy New Year! Hi, I'm Steve Taylor in the newsroom at News Radio 92.3, and I'd like to wish everybody a very happy new year.
News Radio 92.3.
It might happen. Yeah, and monkeys might fly out of my butt.
Good morning, 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and this is kind of just an odd one. I've been kind of waiting to tell you about it. It's not a big one necessarily, but you know, the last couple of days I've been talking a little bit about health stuff and dementia related, like you know, brain health kind of stuff. We talked about the cab drivers seem to do better on Alzheimer's prevention, theoretically, because they're making a lot of decisions, engaging with people, and maybe not using GPS so much, whereas other people, you know, kind of putting your brain on pause or coast mode doesn't do the best thing for you when you're trying to, you know, preserve all that brain health. There's another one I came across. It just kind of had like experts talking about the best factors for preventing dementia. Now, I want to caution you in advance. I'm not sure how well they've established the causality here as opposed to the correlation. And, you know, that's always an issue with studies, right? Is you look at, you know, 20,000 people and look at the people that, you know, wind up having dementia and the people that do not, and then look at their factors in their life and what's the distinction between it. Well, is it because the theory is that if you then adopt the things that the non-dementia people have, then you can prevent it. Yeah. it might be that they're both caused by a common cause. In philosophy, we call that ignoring common cause. But, you know, so always the question of causality versus correlation. But still, there are three things. Okay, 20,000 older adults over 30 years, a longitudinal study, finds three lifestyle factors demonstrably outweigh all others at least correlating with preventing dementia. You ready? Not having a hobby. Not having a hobby is bad for you, by the way. Not like avoiding hobbies is good. Being obese, okay, and sedentary. And being sedentary after the age of 60. Aren't those the same thing, being obese and being sedentary? Anyway, so that's what they say. They also found that people who live in the South are more likely to develop it for whatever reason. Of course, we have obesity and sedentary a little bit more. And we don't have hobbies. We have football. You know, so maybe that's what they're missing out on. But those are the things. Other lifestyle and health behavior indicators are not strong predictors of dementia, such as smoking, checking your cholesterol levels. So I can stop doing that. having flu shots is no correlation. Why would that anyway? And getting mammograms and other exams. So anyway, the asking about hobbies. The most popular included chess, word games, gardening. Mike Wiggins, former Mayor Mike Wiggins, Garden Line host, is here. Having gardening as a hobby is a good way to ward off dementia, or at least correlates with. Car maintenance and sewing clothes, making clothes. No. Who does that anymore?
No.
Who makes clothes? I mean, that... Was this a study from the 1980s? So anyway, other factors, alcohol consumption. Researchers found that people who drank moderately had the lowest risk of dementia. Yes! Yes! Oh, I'm so happy. More coffee and a little bit of alcohol. And the risk was elevated both in people who never drink, take that, and people who drink excessively. Don't celebrate that one quite as much because those people are friends.
Tonight's their night.
That's right. So, but anyway, no explanation of why hobbies or physical fitness might help you over the long run. I would think just, you know, having a purpose in life, having something that you're attached to, invested in, having a reason to get up and go outside, for example, to garden or, you know, whatever that would be the reason for. 8:56 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the files. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. Highway 90 through Pace and Milton is flowing smoothly again. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, speaking, it is New Year's. I feel like we'd be doing a disservice to people if we didn't talk a little bit about goals. Because you could have a goal to pick up a hobby. You could have a goal to, you know, obviously people have a lot of goals around fitness and, you know, that kind of stuff. Hey, you could have a goal to take up moderate drinking. I mean, the experts say it's good
moderate,
for you.
Moderate, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, what's the definition of moderate?
Where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm at. No, I mean, no more than two a day, I think, would be. Like, one a day is pretty typically the
depends
definition.
Depends on how big your glass is.
I was going to say, yeah. And what size is the one?
Well, yeah, if you're using the Magnum, okay.
Everybody's definition is different.
If you're drinking it
with
both hands.
Oh, look at John's cup, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll kind of go around the room. I don't know whether you guys do New Year's Eve or New Year's, like, resolutions. I typically don't really much. When you live this well already.
That is true. Very
John,
true.
John, do you have a...
Not really.
Good. Yeah, life is well.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right. It's actually good, not well. Well is an adverb. Meg?
Well, I don't do resolutions anymore, but I have an intention.
So your resolution at one point was to stop doing resolutions.
Correct.
And you've been fulfilling that.
Correct.
How
and
about,
so
that's
now...
That's actually a pretty good resolution.
That actually is a good one.
My resolution is to not make... My resolution is to not break New Year's resolutions. Therefore...
No
I'll
resolution.
I'll have none.
However,
mission accomplished.
I have an intention.
Oh, all right.
And my intention is to wake up every day and, you ready? It's really corny. Choose joy. Look for the
like
joy,
it.
Not the negative, because that's
right.
So easy to look at the negative.
I don't know what you mean.
I know. Choose joy. Look for the love, and you have a much better day.
I have a friend who on Facebook, and he's like 2 years into this project of every day finding something, you know, mm-hmm. to celebrate or whatever.
Good for him.
It's a good habit. Mike?
Well, you set me up because we're going to do gardening New Year's resolutions in the next hour.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Good.
Exactly.
We've got
can
a whole
you,
list
this,
of them.
This is a game I cannot play because I would have to start with the resolution to take up gardening, which is not going to happen.
Well, that's the first resolution.
So I failed
we're ready.
Your test completely.
We knew you were listening, so yeah. We're ready for
uh-huh.
you.
Way to make me feel terrible about all that.
What about you?
Yeah, no, not really. I'm just keep being awesome, you know? It's kind of my No, I think my resolution.
And humble.
Don't really need it. I already got that one maxed out, too. No, I think in the new year, I'm going to pick on Milton less. Just kidding. But I'll give one piece of advice. I've given it many times before, but it's, you know, if you haven't heard it, you haven't heard it. If you're going to make a New Year's resolution, pick a really teeny tiny slice of it that's so small you'll be embarrassed you can't do. So don't go to the gym a half hour a day or whatever. You know, walk for 5 minutes. Don't pray a half hour a day. Pray for 30 seconds, honestly, 30 seconds, and then go up to a minute. Don't try to read the Bible a chapter, you know. No. Read like a page a day. Read for 3 minutes, something like that. Like, pick it so small that you can actually do it. Streamer.